Just one question in the subject that we were discussing last night, some of the laws surrounding Gid HaNasheh, some of the laws surrounding the Isur of eating the vein or the tendon in the animal called the Gid HaNasheh. Some say it's the sciatic nerve. So there is a great machloket between the Gemara and the Zohar if Gid HaNasheh is Asur Behana'ah. So you know you're not allowed to eat it, but are you allowed to derive pleasure from it? Example, can you sell it to the Goyim? For example, you have a piece of meat in it and there's a Gid HaNasheh and you don't want to go through the whole process of deveining the animal. You just want to sell the piece of meat to the Goy, and there's an advantage of keeping the Gid in it because then the animal is whole. You're selling it to him like a normal piece. If you take out the Gid, you kill the whole piece of meat. So can you derive Hana'ah from selling it? So the Zohar holds that a Gid is Asur B'Hana'ah, and therefore would be forbidden to actually sell it to the Goyim. However, Maran in the Bet Yosef writes from the Gemara that the Halakha is that the Gid is Mutar B'Hana'ah. So it comes out, we have a machloket between Zohar and Gemara. Very interesting that the Ben Ish Chai, that usually follows the Zohar as a rule, when it comes to the laws of Gid HaNasheh, he writes Gid HaNasheh Mutar B'Hana'ah. He didn't take the opinion of the Zohar. So if the Ben Ish Chai, that's so interested always in the Zohar, he also didn't go with the Zohar, which is a shock. So therefore the Halakha, Yacham Avaya, also says that it will be permissible B'Hana'ah. And therefore, if a butcher wanted to sell, for example, a piece of meat with the Gid HaNasheh in it to Goyim, it would be permissible, because while you're not allowed to eat it, but you are allowed to derive pleasure from it. For that matter, there would be a question, can you use the Gid HaNasheh as, let's say, the stitching for a Sefer Torah? For example, the Torah says that you have to have a stitching on the Torah to connect the Klefim together. So there's a big machloket amongst the Hachamim, can you use Gid HaNasheh as the stitching of a Sefer Torah? The argument is that some say it has to come from a kosher animal. And since it's not a kosher animal, because you can't eat it, even though it comes from a kosher animal, the Gid HaNasheh, but since it's not edible, so maybe it's not considered an amutar b'ficha. The other side says, no, bottom line, it's just the animal that it comes from is kosher, so even though the Gid is not, but it goes after the animal. La halakha, we are mahmir, not to use Gid HaNasheh for the stitching of a Sefer Torah, not because it's asur b'hana'ah, it's mutar bana, because of the issue of that it's asur, and therefore we only want to use things that are be'etzim heter for the stitch.